We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac. Mother knows best. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's like Chicago.
I was about to say this, babe. Vaudeville.
Show tunes.
Do you guys remember this? You guys don't know Jessie J like that? Yeah. Like when she was singing in her bedroom and I was like, oh, Jessie.
Sitting in front of the YouTube camera.
Jessie with an eye. Boom. Yep. All right, let's talk about it. It's your boy DJ Jessie J here in studio with Miss Tiffany Williams.
Hello.
Hey, DJ Richie Sky flew right off the jet.
Bum, 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 bum.
Jet setting. Made it here for the show.
Exactly.
Gonna put my Australian accent on.
Australian, right?
You know.
It's a tribute to Oz.
Well, honey, because someone needs to tribute something. Let's talk about it. So Robin is hanging out with her parents. What did you guys get from the parents, the vibes?
I feel like everyone is seeing the issues in Robin's life, but Robin. Like, the parents see it, the friends see it, even the kids see it.
Robin sees that issue.
I don't know.
Robin sees that issue. She's just getting every... It's like, okay, you know you in a effed up relationship. And it's like, you keep asking for advice, but never taking it.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all been there.
Mm-hmm.
In that bad situation, and you keep ragging to your friends about it until somebody inserts their opinion, and then you get mad. And you
find
like,
it like, well, oh, bitch, no one asked
all
that.
I didn't ask for your opinion.
Yeah, but it's like, everyone, like, she's like, Juan wants to get married, Juan wants more kids, and everyone is like, are you sure?
Girl.
Right, does he?
Does he?
You look too good for Juan.
You really do.
I mean, Juan look good too, don't get twisted, but.
Right. I ain't saying that, but you know, he already ran over her.
My thing is this, when you're sitting in front of your parents, like, they are better parents. I don't know if they're better parents than mine or not, because I don't know. I don't know, because my parents would have been told me a whole different type of situation than this was too calm.
But I feel like they did, though.
No.
They were
first
very
of,
calm.
They were real calm. First of all, you're going to look your mother and father in the face. Especially, you're going to look, as a woman, you're going to look your father in the face and be like, yeah, you know, it's just Juan's not used to putting me first. You got two children by this man? His penis was inserted you? That, I mean, clearly not more than twice.
So when he stood me up at the gym, I would have been...
I feel like there have been so many clues that have gone off that should be like red flags for her that this is probably not the relationship that you think it is, but she is not putting two and two together. She
well, you're like, not. I feel like, you know, maybe I am scared because he might cheat on me, like... Duh.
Those are not normal.
How many years has this been that you feel like you cannot trust? Have we watched Love and Hip Hop? Have you seen Love and Hip Hop? Go turn the channel over to VH1 and be like, oh.
But do you think that he's cheating on her now?
Well, we're going to find that out next
episode. It depends. Like, I mean, because, yeah, a guy
can
just head over to a sewer rat's house and just fuck a sewer rat. Because I don't think he got the coin to be taking a girl out. But... Guys like that, because at this point, Robin has him on this weird leash thing, so I feel like there is a power play. So when he ain't sleeping at the house, where is he sleeping? Question. But you know, she said he'd marry me in a second if I'd asked him.
You know, it's funny because we did finally get some backstory on their relationship, and Juan had this tragic beginning. Like, she kind of took care of him. His parents died or whatever. They took him in as a son. And so it's kind of like, but she also acknowledges that he's always walked over her, their whole relationship, mm-hmm. even when they were younger. So it's like, I don't know. I would just hope that she found some empowerment from all these people that are telling her, you need to wake up, girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I love you, Robin, but I don't know. Something's holding me back. Yeah, him. Juan.
Maybe they're right.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Let's try it this season, all right? Let's just drop Juan. You know what I mean? We don't need him for a season. All right, we see Giselle. She picks up her mom. Her mom's cute. Very by the rules. She seems very, like, proper.
I liked her.
Oh, yeah.
I like Mama Giselle.
She was like, you know, ladies ain't supposed to go out. after the lights turn off, I was like, well, all right, girl, this ain't 1920s anymore.
Right? She said it.
Do you know what your daughter's the word on the street is?
You're too old to be out that late. Okay, Mom. Mom was cute, though.
She was cute. I want to see more Mom.
We saw where she gets her spunk and fire from, Mom.
I like that kind of reality TV show mom.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, she's normal. Okay.
Exactly.
They talk about Kevin. We get to Kevin's house with his son. I guess if their relationship's been a long time, the Tom Ford thing with the dinner, it was just a lot. Like, I was just waiting for the ring to come out that night, like... And the mom was going to be like, all right, Giselle, now me and Kevin have talked about this. And
it was a lot.
An arranged marriage. Like, it's like, get out. Like, what's happening?
I was trying to look at everything that was on the spread on the table.
Right?
I was trying to figure out, what is all this?
It almost looked too good and colorful. Yeah. That was like, is that real?
Lobster mac and cheese? Is that Blue Apron? What person makes that? Like, that's a restaurant-only dish.
I want somebody that makes me lobster mac and cheese.
Trey Fletcher.
I was in love with him.
Every night.
I was like, Derek is teaching us how a woman is supposed to be treated.
Juan, take notes.
Whoever Derek is. Okay, Kevin, I love you. You're doing it right, boo.
No, I mean, I'm here for Kevin. Kevin, all right. Always awkward to bring your mom on a date, especially during the getting to know each other, as they are calling it, process.
But, you know, they have a long history, so I felt like it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like it's a little still too early, because it's like Giselle don't seem like she's fully into it, where Kevin's like kind of into it. So like Kevin and the mother may have like a phone conversation after, and then that's kind of, I don't know.
Well, like, Kevin and mom have their own relationship, which we saw. They're super close. Like, are they a little too close? Because he already said, if I was 5 years older, you'd be calling me daddy. Is that kind of weird?
I think he just wants to be called daddy anyway.
I'll call you daddy.
I was about to spill some whole tea that I cannot spill.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, you got some tea?
But we ain't got cannot, honey.
Ooh, let's hear it.
It sounds hot.
Oh, it is. Real.
But you know, Giselle's red flags were going off, though. Because it's like, can he be that good? Can he be cooking, have this nice kept house, have a nice, well-mannered son, and something not be
Why
wrong with
him?
Why
is it that we always think somebody is too good to be true?
Especially at his age.
At his age, you do have to get to a point where it's like, all right, he probably do want to settle down. Like, he's a grown man, so he kind of has his, you know what I mean, like, lifestyle set. Like,
you said two things right there that were very important, and I want to address both of them. The first is, why is it that we complain about Juan, but then when somebody is too good, we like, something gotta be wrong. So do we expect every guy to be like Juan?
Yes.
The second thing that you pointed out is grown man. The difference between the two. Kevin is a grown man. Juan is like a little boy.
Mm-hmm. You gotta teach him how to use the adobo.
Kevin is very much so a grown man, has it together. And you're right. Maybe we are wrong for looking for something. But, I mean, when is it that something is too good to be true and it actually pans out?
No, look, you don't close the door on it. You know what I mean? You keep it peaked a little bit, like, I believe you, but...
But you gotta...
You know what I mean? But you can't jump to no conclusions. Now, my thing is, with the red flag for me with Giselle is, like, you really have to be comfortable with that relationship between your mom and him because, like... There be certain things, like, for me, when I'm in a relationship, like, we in the relationship. That means you don't go tell my mama certain things. Like, we in the relationship. I don't want to feel like you and my mom have a relationship, and then y'all talking about me, like...
Yeah, those loyalty lines start to get blurred when it's too many cooks in the
right,
kitchen.
Like, don't be over here kissing up my mom, and hello, man, I want to feel special, too. Like, at the very intro, when Giselle walked in the house, and he went to go give the mom a hug, Giselle, I know it's the editing, but I mean, it just... Giselle was like,
well, they did embrace a little long for anyone's taste.
Well, she almost let the door close on her mom when she walked in.
Okay.
That was what I was looking at. But I think the bottom line here is, get yourself a daddy.
Speaking of daddy, Brandon, Karen, your son is fine. And what kind of job he got?
I think he'd be modeling.
He's cute.
I think he models or something like that.
Oh, okay, I don't know if he's that fun. But, I mean, he's cute. He's like cute if he works on Wall Street or something.
If you look at her, like, Instagram, then, you know, she like, had posted some photos of him, you know.
I mean, he's cute.
Doing a little Cairo.
We see Karen and Ray. They go out to eat. And we saw another clip of Karen looking at the house. Like, can that just be a show on HGTV, please? Like, just Karen taking homeowners. Like, can Karen... be the host of Tiny House. tiny houses. Have you ever seen that?
I would love that.
I've never seen that.
I mean, can really? We just get more of Karen?
They're literally like the size of this table, and it's an entire, and they're dope, but it's like Pimp My Box, and it's a house. But like Karen walking into that would be like, honey, what is this?
Clenches pearls.
How do we get in here?
I slightly enjoy Karen and Dr. Black Bill 100%. Gates. I don't know why.
They're
I
very just, likable.
No, I love them, yeah.
Hashtag
I love
them relationship together. Goals. Yeah. Like, they're super cute. And even this episode, Karen is growing on me more and more. And we finally got some backstory with her this time mm-hmm. to see that she is not so perfect. Like, honey, she had a...
Listen, that throwback she was dressed Thursday in that Sally Jesse Raphael outfit.
With them Cruella DeVille shoes and heels on. Looking like Cruella.
And that homegirl pose.
Okay.
Yes. I'm like, show us some layers, Karen. Everything is not perfect with her, which is great. She had a relationship. She admitted that did not go right. She found Mr. Right later. I was like, okay, I respect you a little bit more. Everything is not chandeliers and rose
and
petals.
Scallops.
And scallops. You know. There was.
Because she ordered it twice in one episode.
She did. I peeped that too. I'm all about the food.
I was like, is that like a real rich people thing? Like, I just got to go everywhere and just order. Scallops. Dirty martini and scallops. Y'all got them?
Listen, with scallops, you can get like 5 and still be hungry.
Okay. That's why I don't do sushi. I just wrote that throwback Thursday picture just really had me. Karen then goes and meets up with her son, Brandon. And here's why, actually, I think I really liked him is you can tell that he's from a different marriage. Because he was on some like... don't do the boozy shit with me. Like.
I like seeing him squirm. I probably would be equally uncomfortable out with Karen and her, you know, her extravagance. She's over the top.
I would be dying laughing. I would be laughing everywhere, and I would play to it. I would think it'd just be fucking hilarious to hang out with Karen for a day. Like, and be like, let's just go. We got to spend half the day in somewhere, like, ratchet as hell, and then we go in bougie at night. Like, I just want to bring Karen to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and just, like, see how she feels about, like, the stained utensils and, like...
She not going to stay there.
I know. And bring her to Norm's. Be like, Chris and Carucci met here. Who is that? she realizes her kids are living a life without her. And, you know, that's kind of an awakening moment for her. That was a real moment for Karen. And she wants to fire Siri.
I think we've all had those moments.
Oh, yeah. I've never been able to Samsung articulate it like her, you know. That's a great
what
idea.
Do you mean? all right, what else we get? All right, Cherie, she's prepping for Skylar's Sweet 16. Ashley offers to cater. And it was one of those moments where I was like, okay.
Right, you could tell she did not want. She was like, what am I going to eat?
She's like, I'm all about helping small businesses. No shade.
That was shade. You can't call a restaurant a small business.
Especially when you put $4.5 million in it.
Okay.
Monique stops by and...
Can I just say this? I am so impressed by the size of... Charisse's home.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Like that, she got some type of Beverly Hills home. Yeah. Like, the pool in and of itself.
That I pool was like, everything.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Winning.
So there was a question brought up here. And it was about pulling out. What are you guys' thoughts on pulling out? Is it a thing?
Of course.
Is it a thing that you actually do believe it does work?
It works every time.
Is it? Or is it something else not working?
It works every time. You know, you get the... You gotta know when to hold them and when to fold them.
Mm-mm, honey. I mean, I feel you. But, like, I'm gay, so I ain't got to worry about that kind of situation. I got another situation.
Richie,
that's
my problem.
Not about.
Your problem either.
But, honey, when it comes to fertilization, I don't play that game. Okay?
I was just bothered by Charisse's analogy with that surprise party thing. I was like, girl, if it's a surprise party, you got to be disappointed because you didn't know it was your surprise party anyway. Sorry, I just peep little things like that.
Ashley spills the whole bragging of the homes thing to Monique. Monique was like, all right. Put that in her little memory card.
Ashley is charade this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm here for it. All of it.
I think she pulls it off better than Sheree, though.
But Sheree is, like, forced to do it. I feel like a producer was like, you gotta...
Gun to your head.
Yeah. If you want to stay on this show...
Okay, but I felt like that with Ashley today, too, with the Eddie thing. I was like, all right,
girl. Yeah.
Like, first of all, why are you trying to, one, check for my man like that? Like, you can ask it the first time. And when I'm like, drop it. Like, girl, you got your restaurant to worry about. You don't even be meeting Eddie to be sponsoring nothing, girl. Like, bye.
I didn't feel like she was so out of place, though.
Yeah, girl, we ain't cool like that. I felt like that
was true to her personality.
Right.
To try to, like, meet this person that is estranged that you just heard this much about. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm friends with you, I'm going to want to meet who your significant partner is.
But it's not like this is my significant partner and we're in a positive place.
Right.
It's... Oh, this is the man that has made me cry the past however, like, and little Ashley coming into the situation ain't going to make the situation better. She's going to fuck it up some more because she's going to say something catty because she's not directly affected. She's not really friends with Sharice. She thinks she's friends with Sharice, but at the end of the day, this is a Hollywood situation. So you're going to walk up to the father of my children, who already we don't fuck with each other, because I can imagine she's like, you know, our communication. Yeah, bitch, because she be cursing him the fuck out on that phone. You
That's
know.
What That's the part that I was gonna ask.
And maybe I missed this from last season.
No, we don't
know. What was the straw that broke the camel's back in that marriage?
How did it get so nasty?
We don't
really. To the point where they don't even speak and they're in the same space.
Yeah. I'm telling you, because they know that if they do speak to each other, it's going to be like
That's I mean, I got some exes I might not talk to, but I'm just saying.
No, like, I know people like that. Like, it's just to a point where you realize, like, for 20 years, like, honestly, like, if I've known you for 20 years, I have a friend like this. I've known this person for 13 years. After giving you 13 years of my time and energy, and I feel like you aren't even going to try and understand some basic shit that you just should just know as a human being, I can't have a conversation with you because then my voice just will start to elevate.
So even if that person's sitting right there.
Right there. You're going to turn your back and pretend like you don't see them?
What would I say to them? They would be delusional in their own mind. I mean, I'm sure she was like...
Okay, you walked in the room. That person's sitting right there.
And we're going to just act like
And
they
we're
don't.
About to do the show.
I'd be like, hey... Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Potomac, okay? Yada, 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 cute, 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 cute.
Because I'm just saying, I mean, number one, it's Skylar's birthday, it's her sweet 16. Cameras are there. You're literally about 10 feet away from each other.
And I'm sure they said hi.
I doubt it. I think the camera would have
showed that. I feel
like
they didn't say anything.
No,
to
I don't
each
think
other.
They said anything. We cannot fathom how bad that relationship really is. So that's why I don't mind Ashley prodding, because I don't think Sharice has been fully honest about how nasty it is between them. We're all just kind of guessing.
But I also wonder if he's not like signed to like be on the show. Like, you can get me in the background or whatever. But that's, like
that could be true.
Because that girl he was with's face was blurred out, and I'm assuming that might be the new boo thing or whatever.
He was bringing her, and they're not divorced yet. No way, because that
would be called.
I mean, she was crowned on his arm, honey, and I felt I could have been editing.
But he said that was her. She said that was her family,
right? Probably family member.
Whose family?
That's what Shasha said.
the people he came with.
Yeah,
I would not see him.
Oh, when they were sitting down.
Yeah, when they were sitting down. But what I want to know, okay, so she said that he knew something was going on and he was paying for it. How is this arranged? Because it doesn't sound like she's not paying for it.
Lawyers.
Is she working through the lawyer and the accountant in order to get this thing done?
They still have a joint account together. Like, I'm sure he didn't freeze her out of all the assets. They still have an account together.
Yeah.
Like Mary folks do.
This is so fascinating to me.
It's
But I'm sure it's also lawyers having conversations.
I have now turned into Ashley. Like, I want to know more.
I feel like
I really honestly
right.
could kill, honestly.
I want to meet her.
I'm like, Sharice, I'm sorry, season 3 ain't looking good for you.
But what does Sharice do?
But she's had the most, well, almost the most drama so far.
Really?
I just want to know what went south.
I mean,
I want to hear more about that.
Was a coach in New Jersey for how many years? So it's like, you live in a way, and I'm pretty sure that there was another woman in, like, family situation happening.
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't think she's ever said. So I feel like we're just unclear as to why there's such this huge, like, level of animosity there to the point where
How
y'all can't even speak.
Potomac to New Jersey.
You can get there in about probably 3 hours.
Train ride?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
if not less, depending on what part.
And you got all that money, you can be home in bed.
And I know people that live in D.C. that take the train to New York every day for work.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Skylar's makeup artist. Hey, he was cute.
I follow him on Instagram.
He's real cute with that
shout
beard.
Shout out makeup artist.
He was cute, actually.
Dope party setup. I liked her little situation. That. The Skylar name thing.
I kind of want that for my own birthday party.
No one liked Ashley's bacon.
I
was questioning the Wallaby Burgers.
I would have went ham on that bacon.
Right?
I would have too. Candied bacon too?
Yeah, I'll take
that. That's probably the only thing I would have eaten. I'm like, well, that's a little American.
I'm a bacon person.
I love bacon.
You could just slap me out like just a plate of bacon.
Bacon connoisseur right here.
Because a kangaroo slider, like.
But you don't know what type of mystery meat it is.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care. If it's meat, I'm going to eat it. I'm that person.
I mean, I would
see it right down.
I would attempt it. But then it's like, then I don't know why I think more deeply about biting into like a kangaroo body part versus like, I'll fuck a piece of chicken up.
Oh, yeah.
But like a kangaroo, I'm like, oh, the pouch.
No, that doesn't seem edible.
Suddenly
yeah.
we have morals about this.
You know what I'm saying? I've been killing chickens all my life. But when it comes to a fucking kangaroo, I was like, why does it say everyone is white? Everyone was in white.
Everyone was in white.
And Skylar. Why was everyone white? And Skylar came out in a red. Yeah, she was cute. I liked it. The big bow. I felt
Skylar
like
looked really cute.
MTV Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They did that. And then we got the whole Eddie verse in the pop up with Ashley wanting to say hi. And
she was a little much.
No.
Just a little. I mean, I get it, but she was a little much.
It was
with it.
Normal.
I mean, even Giselle, I felt like later on was like, okay, girl. Like, I don't even like Charisse like that right now, but even I know. We got to close that chat.
No, but Giselle has also been through a divorce, so it's like,
right. Oh yeah,
you know, she knows probably what that level of animosity feels like.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wait till Michael divorces Ashley. They're going to be like, oh, they ain't married. Are they? Yeah, they're married.
They are married.
She better have a baby.
Mm-hmm. They're going to all be like, girl, so what happened?
Pop out some
kids.
What's
wrong, girl?
She would be an open book, though.
Yeah, she would. It was just so crazy. Like, he walked in the door. Like, okay, bitch. No, we don't care, actually. Never mind. Monique, now that is a house hunt.
Love her.
That house,
I was like, move in today.
But see, then I'm kind of like, first of all, because I was like, bitch, is this the house where Destiny's Child was living at? Because
pretty big house.
That was a fucking huge house. And that fire pit outside with them twigs in it.
I was like, yes. I was like,
the island
everything.
And the kitchen could fit like three families at the table.
Did you see the outside of it though?
Mm-hmm.
The outside was like, oh,
looked
God.
Like Michael, what's his name? The murderer just gonna come right on up in there. The log cabin. Chop up everyone. Jason. Boom. Ashley has this hookah situation and she's really into smoking because first season we had the cigar tasting. Monique brought in a wine aerator.
Oh my God. Extra.
See.
Now that I would have been like, girl, you can rap, but like you had to do all that.
Isn't that a
that
little,
was a little
much?
Much? It was a little much.
That was taking
it was a little much.
Next level.
Yeah. Like, it's like, girl, come on
like,
now.
Like, really?
Have you guys ever used it before? One of those?
I have used one of those, and you could just let your wine sit for a second and it will do the same thing.
If, you know, if you broke it out at home and we were having drinks at your
right,
house.
Right, like playing Uno, like, oh, that's fun.
You know,
what is
and
that?
Furthermore, while I'm out, don't bring me no wine. I want hard liquor.
Well, I think their whole thing was like wine.
Oh, beer
no.
and wine.
Somebody has some,
Oh. I'm not gonna front the Robin. I've been that person before.
Cannot, no. Now this is. Let me just say this.
Don't be.
This is etiquette. Don't be that person.
Don't be that guy.
If you come to my house and you know you got to bring a
no,
bottle.
No, no, no. Now see, there's different types of people's houses because it's like if I'm coming with the girl, I'm like, well, I know I ain't trying to drink like that. I'm gonna bring my green apple because you know Robin, the type she probably been had that bottle for like
exactly
2 years.
For 2 years.
She drank half of the half on her birthday, the half of the half and a half on New Year's.
I was like, girl, you cannot. You know you're going to be on TV. A bottle of Ciroc is not that expensive, girl.
Girl, first of all, you could have went anywhere and got you a Sky Vodka, bitch. You would have been up in that bitch $12.99 with that big bottle.
Okay.
Like, woo.
You know, Ciroc might be out of her price point, though, and that's understandable.
Well,
that's
it is a little higher in the D.C., Baltimore area. However, and that's Svedka. You don't have to do that. If you're going to, listen, if you're going to go Ciroc, go Ciroc.
Go yeah. Ciroc.
Go for the gold. If you're not going to go for Ciroc, don't go for Ciroc. Don't go half-ass on the Ciroc. Mm-hmm.
She brought just enough for one cup.
And not only that, but it was like the green apple.
Would into, not have like, even no. brought it out of the bag.
Like, oh my God, it was BYOB. I didn't even.
Just bring a flask, girl.
Oh, yeah. So or we don't if, even know what
if
it is.
If that's going to happen, you come with it open and just, are you already drinking
just
out guzzle. The bottle?
Yeah.
You because be, then I don't know. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I just, maybe you
no,
had
no, there was
day.
Too much liquor gone. It was like, bitch, if you drank. She's like, I already got started. Bitch, you ain't drank that.
No.
All this distance.
Oh, she lost points on there for me.
It's hard times for Robin. This is just another.
It's not that hard. It is not
the,
that hard.
The times for her, you know.
I know, but like you didn't have to play up the part of like.
But we got to scale all the way back. You know, we can't just scale back here and there.
I mean,
and since we being picky, I want her to stop coming into the scene with this little ponytail all the time.
I like her ponytail.
No, not at night. She looked like she just barely scraped it all together that day. All them come in looking fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going out Friday night. She looked like she just left soccer practice with
I
the boys.
I love it. It's very fitting of her personality as a mom who has... She doesn't have time to be doing all these elaborate things.
But I see her in her confessionals, and she looking slamming, yeah. So I don't understand.
But that's because they have a makeup
day.
Artist.
Yeah. Right. That's interview day, and they paid for someone to do all that for her. So it's like,
that's the day Andy put up the check for Robin to get that. So we find out that, well, I don't know if she really said it like that, but Giselle is so curious to know if Mo knows Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
Well, she did kind of just
name drop,
roll it out there after talking about how much the wine was.
With Barack her. And Michelle.
Oh, Barack loves my husband.
I just love Chris. I was like...
She is a little much, though. Like,
I don't think so.
She's not bragging. See, I don't think she's bragging, but I do think that she's a little into herself to where she can't help but just talk about how great she is.
I just think that it's like you, when you live a certain type of lifestyle, and these things are constantly your lifestyle, and then you get put into, like, you know, I mean, this bitch bringing a half a bottle of Ciroc, like...
Wait,
you know what I mean? So my life might sound a little braggy.
The struggle meter.
Right. Oh my God, I'm writing that down. I need to make a struggle meter for next week.
Oh wait,
there's more.
See, I didn't think it was really bragging when she said I have four homes, because actually that was shade being thrown her way, and so she
right.
she saw her shade and she raised it.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything else is the humble brag.
Barack loves my husband. And we're on first name basis with the first lady and the president.
Yeah, like when you say that, that's like, okay, girl. No,
it's like...
Cares. Like, call her. Go ahead, call her.
Exactly. And you're bringing out price points yeah. for the wine. Like, that to me is
and
where you start
aerated.
To... Right. That's where you start to go a little overboard.
Well, bitch, the aerator ain't expensive. I've seen that in the Skyline magazine on the airplane.
And the assistant that was passing out champagne after the workout.
I know.
Yeah.
Why won't she fold in them underwear? That's what she should have been doing. Sorry, I go back and think.
No, you should. I mean, we have to unpack Monique, but Giselle completely forgot how she initiated the shade altogether.
And then deny it. Like, I did not say, you're right, you didn't say that. You said something shadier, actually, right. Giselle. Like, rewind the tape.
You notice how they keep playing it back.
Well, because she can't, this ain't the reunion.
Who said that?
Exactly. I never said that.
I didn't say that.
But I love Giselle because I love how she handles conflict.
Yep.
What? How does she handle conflict? Like she's gonna denies win it. Even
it's,
when
yeah.
she's
right. It's
terribly
just like
wrong.
In her mind,
I'm
she always wins.
Gonna be right. I'm right. always gonna win. It doesn't really matter what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Karen's just over there. Like,
oh, I'm too good for this.
Oh, the kids. You know, Ray. The kids were just crazy today.
Karen's trying to play the mediator.
I don't know. She's playing the yaya. And that means grandma in Greek. Ashley brings up Eddie again. Awkward, because why? Like, especially in this exact moment, why? Like, we're talking about Barack Obama. Like, why are you bringing up Eddie? Like, speaking of crazy people and surprise guests, like, okay, producer puppet, like, what are you talking about?
That was a producer moment. However, if I was Ashley in that situation, I would still be trying to get some tea on what the hell is going on. Why okay. can't you be in the same room with your ex? Like, okay. I would probably bring
but
it
ask
up
ask the question. Like, not like, okay, guys! Like, be like, yo, Charisse, like, you know, so what's tea? Like, why? That was so crazy and weird. Like, you sitting over here like, tea time, honey. Like,
but why was Charisse so uncomfortable with the subject? Like, she was, like, literally on her phone trying to distract herself. Like,
but it could have been how it was brought up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't brought up in a straightforward manner. It was brought up in a, like, I'm taunting yep. with this bit of information that nobody else knows, but I want you to talk about it. Go.
You're going to piss me off, girl.
Mona Scott, sit down.
So now Shasha's going to have to come out for her, too, in the back alley.
Why is she so tight-lipped, though?
Hey, right, you on a reality We're show. On a you TV need to speak show. About it. Sorry, boo. You
that here. Ain't normal what's going on in your life. Like, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could help help a little Shay-Shay out there somewhere. Sheree says she's annoyed by Ashley.
And then she drastically changed that subject.
To something very strange.
Tutu. So at 8 years old, was it 8 years old or eighth grade?
I think it was eighth grade.
Because okay, I was doing the math. I had to remember, like, when were kids, like, getting,
why
like,
are they having
going
sex
steady?
Now?
Yeah!
I didn't get it. I'm trying to understand
I mean,
the relevance
eighth grade,
of it.
That was, like, when the kids first started really, like, because I'm thinking back then.
What's that, 13?
Back then, though. Back then.
I don't know.
Maybe it was bumping and grinding.
I'm a late bloomer, I guess.
I'm a real late bloomer, if that's the case. She said, in eighth grade, I had a swollen tutu. And I lied to my boyfriend and said that it got stitched up. And all I could imagine was, like, a scarecrow pussy, like, just sitting there, like, hanging, like, Dorothy! Dorothy! And then she's like, so then I just went my whole high school and everyone just thought I had this stitched up tutu. And I'm like, and Karen talking about, it's a vajayjay. It's not a tutu. It's a vajayjay. Did you guys ever watch Mad TV?
I used to.
Didn't she remind you of Cabana Woman? Do you know who that is? Cabana Boy. That's Karen for me. I love it.
I feel like this was, like, some indication of how crazy Charisse might be, though. Like, who lies about their tutu being stitched up for years? And furthermore, who's celibate for 2 years? I think that kind of took
off. No, I've been there.
Okay, but she's still
Wait,
married.
What?
She's,
hold on.
She's still married, though. Back like, it up. I feel like maybe is that when the relationship started going south? Did she stop
I felt like
having sex with her husband? Like, was that the beginning of the end?
I think so.
2 years.
Yeah.
Is a long time.
Especially when you're married.
Now, 2 months is reasonable. 2 years. Come on now.
Yeah, but some people don't like sex isn't like you can get out of that mental state.
People need it.
I mean, some people do. I went up until I was 19 years old with never needing it. So you go to a certain...
Losing the virginity is different.
That's different.
Right, but I'm saying. So what was, for me, after a situation
it's
happened,
like
I was like, I need to clear
Once
my...
Once you have one, you can't stop.
Girl, well, honey, and that's... Never mind. I'm like, go in. I don't want to go in.
Go in.
Huh?
Go in.
Be like, well, honey, then we need to get you on that Herbalife so you can eat them potatoes. But no, but I'm saying, like, honestly, if you think about it, she's in a 20-year relationship. Like, at this point, you've been hurt, you've been tortured. Like, sex, even though maybe, yeah, it could work in your favor and help you, but it may not be the most important thing on your mind because then you're sitting here, like, wanting to be faithful. Because it's so funny. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, as important as we make religion, it causes you to be the most judgmental and most mind fucked up person. Like, when you really, like, sit and talk about religion. So, and especially for someone who wants to, you know, live to those vows and things like that, like, it gets to a point where it'd be like, honey, you know what? I will just jerk off. And she may just be like, I will shasha myself all night with my tutu.
I just, well, after learning about the stitched up pussy, like, I don't think she's that sexual of a person. Like,
yeah.
She's just not in touch with her sexual side. And maybe
that's why she wants that champagne.
You
that,
know what?
And that's why the husband probably.
This is my assessment of Shasha at this point. She's giving me a little Phaedra. She's giving me a lot of Phaedra, actually,
yeah,
at this point in time. Because I just feel like there's certain things that might not be quite true. I feel like there probably was a fireman. She probably just didn't want anybody to know. So then that makes this whole two-year celibacy thing seem a little bit... You already lied about this whole... your crotch being tore up and stitched and for the rest of your high school career. So it's that reminds me of Phaedra back when she was didn't know her due date. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, these little things. Eighth grader to
well, no. But what I'm saying
to
is
Phaedra walking around with a pregnant stomach, like nah.
What I'm saying is they both extreme lies,
right? Yeah. And where does the fireman fit into this equation?
And I feel like she wants to have a certain type of appearance, but at the end of the day, we can still see glimpses of this a freakier side. Listen. Somebody that's not having sex, what you need a champagne room for that can only fit really one or two people?
Because now she's ready to have sex.
Okay, a champagne room for a woman is different than a boom boom room for a man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I really wish we could vote on this because I just want to listen.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
What do you guys in the leave us like a comment down below, because I want to know, what do you think? What do you really think Charisse is out here wanting to do in that boom boom room?
As a man, you don't need a room to do that. You got a bed, you got a couch, you can do it anywhere.
Charisse,
I feel like as a woman, you might want a little special place where you can go and, you know, get your groove on.
That room is strictly for her and a friend to have a cocktail in. That's it.
Exactly. It's going to be her and Sheldon in the room, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Honestly, though, most of the nights it probably will be just her.
If only Charisse was that adventurous, I think we would all like her more.
I think she's swinging from chandeliers when we're not looking.
I doubt it.
I mean, if she would, then she'd really be like Phaedra, because Phaedra
like
a little freak.
Okay,
with
I
chocolate.
Feel like she is.
No, I feel like Charisse is the type, like, she want to be a freak.
She wants to be a freak.
Like, that's why the fireman thing probably didn't work out, because it was like, she was, like, probably went on a date with him, and then he, like, tried something, and she, like, got weird. She's like, I'm sorry, it's still sewn up, sorry.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then Giselle catches tea, and she's like, oh, you was fucking the fireman. Right. She's like, no, I wasn't. My tutu's sewn up.
I'm just saying that.
Looking like Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Don't you feel like that this is the tip of the iceberg for Charisse? But I feel like there's so much more down here. I just do. I feel like she's not giving us everything yet.
I feel like that's with, all of the women. Because I look at Giselle in the same way. I look at Karen, like, especially after that picture. But we knew Karen came from, like, a different past. Because she was, like, on a farm or something like that.
Yeah, because Giselle told us she came from a farm.
That's how we know.
So I'm here to lift up all the icebergs and see what's underneath. You know what I'm saying? I've never been a lettuce person, but honey, I want to see.
Right, well, Charisse, don't let us down with that champagne room, girl.
Right. Now, let's get it done this season, okay? We don't need four seasons like Chateau. We see Giselle clocks Mo, where she's like, well, you know, you like to... What do you think, Mo? You like to chat about yourself? That was... I was like, all right, Giselle, you going to come up with the sword? You were like, all right, let me fancy your tickle.
Monique was ready for her,
though. She was. She had her purse. She was ready.
Ready.
Armed.
And all the girls are kind of just taken aback because it's like, finally, someone that can stand up to this girl.
I mean, it was just like, Giselle, I mean, you mentioned your $250,000 wine. Like, why are you bothered? That's what I drink. Like, you're over here with your friend in the half-used bottle. Like, no shade, just $250,000 with my aerator. Like,
I mean,
the four houses.
I still say that was a lot.
I just think the fucking bringing the thing was the most that we've seen Mo do at this point. Like, girl, put it down. Like, unless, you know what I mean? I would have to know Mo and be like, nah, that bitch is ratchet. She found that shit online and just be bringing it everywhere with her. Because I do have friends that would do some shit like that. They don't have four houses, though.
Well, we already know she's a little ratchet.
Yeah.
Given the sex talk at the dinner table with the mom, so.
And the rapping.
Yeah, and the rapping at the tea, so. we don't know what she's going to pull out of her bag.
Might be a Glock next week.
It might be a Glock. Who knows?
All right, then we see Charisse in therapy with Dr. Jeff. She's like, Dr. Jeff was recommended to me by a friend. Yeah, Andy Cohen. you know, I just realized that the family unit is broken, and he said that you're mourning something that has died, and you've got to give it time. And on that note, let's head into predictions because
I fast forwarded past.
I mean, honestly, Dr. Jeff, I can't.
I just wanted to see the previews for the next week at that point.
Ever since I saw him try to handle Nene, I was like, okay. And good night. Next, so this was a filler episode for sure. But next week, I feel like it's also going to be a filler episode, and it's going to be like the next episode because I feel like
I don't want that. I need this to be Camille's dinner party. That's what I need this to be next week.
I feel like I hope we get that, but I feel like it's going to be the end at the end, and then it'll go into the week after because the way they be editing these things. All right, so we see Ashley wants Robin with a rich man. I'm like, you know what?
I'm here for it. I mean,
I need a friend like Ashley.
Okay.
Girl, are you married?
I am. Oh, thanks. a little angel on my shoulder. Thank you.
I want that for her, Robin, too.
Okay.
No shade.
But Robin's not that type of girl. Like, Robin's the type of girl, like, there has to be some sort of connection. But that doesn't mean you can't find a connection with somebody who got, you know what I mean, a little change. At least someone who know how to cook.
SugarDaddy.com.
She should have a
cabin. Don't do that, Robin. But, like, you can find someone who can cook. Like, you know what I mean? Go to, like, a 5-star restaurant and be like, is your chef single?
Ask Kevin if he got any friends.
Right.
Or Michael.
No.
Yeah, no, my God.
But then we see Ashley spilling some tea to Robin.
Mm. About Robin.
That's why Ashley probably was trying to get her to find a new man.
Because she knows.
But you see how you said, but when you try to come, Robin going to be like, mm-mm. Like, oh, I see you care something about my life. Yeah, bitch, I'm just trying to tell you that your man is out with another female.
Shocker.
Right.
So I wonder how we're going to see her receive this information.
I don't think we're going to see that. That's what I don't think we're going to see.
That might be the part I feel like we might get the following week.
Mm. But what I know we're going to get is the whisper comment, where it looked like Mo's friend call out Giselle talking to, I'm assuming, the gay friend, and they whispering in the house, and I love it. I live for that.
I love more than anything else is a messy extra that comes into the picture and just like girl, shit
who
up.
Who doesn't have her eyelashes on, doesn't have a glam squad. She just came for the drama.
But those are the ones those are the friends you bring on exactly. The show. Like, oh, you know, Kiki ain't going to give two shits. She going to say whatever the she need to say. And then we're going to get Charisse with this event, and it looks like it's an awkward begging event where she has a bunch of rich people.
Say awkward
like,
begging.
And she's like, hey guys, I'm rebranding. In other words, like, I'm getting a divorce and I may not get all of the money because my kids are older. So, hey.
GoFundMe.
It's more like pleasefundme.com. And then we get Karen with her mom and find out that Ray's older than Karen's mom. And,
oh, come on, Black Bill Gates.
And it makes me think, you know what, Giselle? Then maybe Kev is the one.
See, listen.
Until we find out.
Giselle, Karen, and Ashley, they might be on the right train.
I don't know. I think Kevin's probably gay or he's killed someone or something. He can't be that good. He can't be that good.
We back to this.
He can't be that good.
I just need to meet your husband and just find this point. Because the shithead of a person that like, he can't be that good. There ain't no man out there that's...
Well, actually, my husband is amazing. So okay. They do get that good.
See that? So maybe just I'll find hers. Boom! All right, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
Find me on Instagram at Roving Realist.
Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Boom! Till next week, same time, same place. Oh yeah, if you guys love Real Housewives of Atlanta, guess what? We're bringing it to Black Hollywood Live and the original crew gonna talk about it this Sunday at 11 p.m. Till next week, same time, same place. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.